For marketing agencies and social media managers looking to prove the value of their work, I've got something special for you. Agora Pulse is not only Social Media Examiner's tool of choice as an all-in-one social media management tool, it also allows you to track the traffic, conversion, and revenue from every social post, comment, and private message. Learn how to prove your social media ROI with a free training or a free trial by visiting agorapulse.com/SME today. Again, agorapulse.com/SME.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're exploring some really important and some really cool Meta and Facebook updates marketers need to know about, including how big is Threads getting for Meta? A lot bigger than I thought. We'll update you on that. Latest from Meta AI and what they're doing there. And if you feel like your ad performance is worse than it should be, sometimes we always feel like that, right? You're not alone, and there's an important update on that. All coming up in today's show. My name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard. Host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, a Social Media Examiner production. We break down the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
AI has been a massive disruptive force over the past year. That's why we're excited to announce our brand new show, introducing AI Explored. It's a weekly show hosted by me, Michael Stelzner. If you want to understand how to put AI to work, this is the show for you. Each week, we'll dive deep into using AI to your advantage. We're talking the practical, tactical stuff that I know you're probably craving. Search for AI Explored on your favorite podcast app, and happy listening.
Welcome to the show. So first, let's start with Facebook video. Remember when Mark Zuckerberg famously said, maybe you do, but he said in 5 years, Facebook will be all video, or expected to be all video. I think that was 8 years ago now, but obviously we keep getting closer and closer to that. And they recently launched a brand new full screen video player. They've mostly been promoting this on the consumer side, but I think there's some things we need to know about as marketers. So the biggest thing is this new video player is designed to have a great experience for users, whether it's reels, longer videos, live videos, anything like that, all kind of within the same interface. So if you are active on Facebook, you may have noticed that it's like, okay, reels look one way, Facebook Watch looks a different way, and it's been very bizarre. So it's good to kind of see them finally getting this whole thing together. So for horizontal videos, they're adding full screen mode. There's a slider to skip around in longer videos, which wasn't always available before. If you tap on the screen, like most video players, including, you know, Netflix and things like that, more controls pop up, like the ability to jump forward and back 10 seconds, different thing like that. The other thing about this though, first of all, that's just great overall for us as marketers if people are having a better video experience because they're probably going to watch videos longer and more often. But the next part about this is they're saying that viewers are going to see more relevant video recommendations regardless of the length to explore content based on their interests. So this again could mean we get more views, more watch time, all of those things. This sounds similar to what YouTube has been kind of telling us over the last year and a half, which is that people are going to come into a brand's world on YouTube through live video, traditional videos on demand, the widescreen videos, shorts, the community tab, podcast, all of these different formats. And essentially, once somebody engages with one of them, they're more likely to see some of the other formats. And so that's my interpretation of what Meta and Facebook is saying here, where they say, you know, they're going to get more relevant video recommendations, no matter the length or anything like that. So hopefully that will work out well for us. If you see a nice uptick in video in the coming weeks, that might be the reason there. So how big has Threads gotten for Meta? They've talked about having auto posting from Facebook to Threads and some other things. Well, they had their quarter one earnings call, and we have that and a couple of other updates here in just a second. If you're listening to my voice right now, though, I'm guessing you like marketing podcasts because you're right, listening or watching. Did you know that at Social Media Examiner, we have two other marketing-focused shows? Publishing weekly since 2012, the Social Media Marketing Podcast helps marketers navigate the constantly changing marketing jungle with expert interviews from leading pros, including a lot of the guests that we have here on this show. They actually go really deep into actionable strategies. And our newest podcast, The Marketing Agency Show, a must-listen for agency and brand marketers. Each week, The Marketing Agency Show explores opportunities and challenges faced by agency marketers. So Check out one or both of those after this episode. You can go to socialmediaexaminer.com/shows to check out the other marketing shows. Again, socialmediaexaminer.com/shows. So Meta did their quarter one earnings call. The big thing that jumped out at me, Threads, which is their Twitter knockoff, has grown to 150 million monthly active users. Okay. That's big. That's a lot of people. Now that's monthly. So, you know, it's always important because sometimes these words just flow by. I'm always like, did I read monthly? Did I read daily? You know, some of the platforms are notorious for never reporting daily because the numbers are not as impressive. But 150 million monthly actives on Threads, which means that many people that are opening Threads and getting in there at least once a month. I don't know if that includes, we were talking about this during the pre-show, I don't know if that includes all the time that we see Threads in Instagram or even on Facebook as they're doing now. But either way, it has gotten quite big for something that didn't exist. How long have we had it? Less than a year ago, I think. Another thing that they reported is ad impressions delivered across all the family of apps are up 20% year over year, which means, again, the number of people and impressions that can be made is up. The average price per ad, no shock here, has increased by 6% year over year. So if you felt like ad costs have gone up, yes, they absolutely have. And then as far as the future of Meta, not surprising, they're planning substantial investments in AI. We've already kind of seen that. Speaking of AI, a lot of stuff around AI generated content, and some of these are definitely going to be important for you to know. They are now going to be basically adding more labels to the stuff that gets published on Facebook and all of the platforms that was made with AI or seems to have been made with AI. So it's already kind of started a little bit. I've been using the Meta image generator and it automatically adds kind of a little icon on that. It's interesting because I've been using it in slide presentations and it actually, like, you can't read what it is once it's on the slide, but it's there. Anyway, they're going to be adding it to a wider variety of content. They're saying video, audio, and images will say made with AI, whether it was generated with one of Meta's AI tools or somewhere else. Okay. So if it seems to be like a really high indication that it was digitally created or altered or anything like that, they're actually going to put a more prominent label on it so that people have more information and context. So really interesting the way that they're doing this versus YouTube, which is basically now on the upload process, you can check a box that says, yes, some of this was AI generated. If it, again, it's going to be misleading to people in any way like that. So I think over time, all the platforms will develop a, I don't want to use the word synergy, but basically they'll become an industry standard for how this stuff is disclosed. So they have started labeling this stuff as of this month. They said May 2024. And previously they had been removing content, specifically video that was misleading because it wasn't real, automatically. And that was their, what they call their manipulated video policy. And they're going to stop doing that as of July. So if you had a video get taken down before, now it may just get labeled instead of removed entirely. And if you've opened any of the Meta apps recently, you've probably seen Meta AI popping up like crazy, powered by Llama 3. And it's now available in English in over a dozen countries outside of the US, including Australia, Canada, and several others. And so don't be alarmed like I was. I opened it up. I opened up Messenger and it was like Meta AI. And I'm like, where's my search bar? I need to find a message that I'm looking for from somebody, but it's all fully integrated. So you click on that, it searches. I haven't had a lot of chance to play with it yet, but it would be interesting because I search my Messenger messages quite a bit to kind of say, find the message where we talked about this. And maybe it's not, you know, the keyword that you thought was in there. What they've described is that consumers can engage with Meta AI for planning dinners, studying for tests, and generally, you know, generating creative content directly within the apps. So this is in Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger. The image generation has been very interesting. As I mentioned, I've been playing with that. I've also, the other one I've been using is Google's Gemini Advanced, which is their paid one. And Gemini Advanced will not do people. They just go, sorry, we're not good at people yet, so we're not going to do it. And we all know how the first AI images of people were, but they've said, no, we're not doing it. Meta actually does it, and they don't look like real people yet, but it's been decent. It's actually been okay. So if you see that pop up, something that you can use, the marketing play out of this is obviously still to be determined in terms of how we're going to be able to use this. But the first thing I've been trying to play with it a little bit is for search, right off the bat. The other thing I was thinking of is, as marketers, if there's something topical or relevant, maybe something in the news or something like that, the fact that you could pop in there during a major event, generate an image that portrayed whatever, and have it posted right away, there's a decent chance, you know, if there's a big pop culture event going on or something like that, of being able to go viral because you were able to be there and do it right there in the app on your phone, you know, whatever it might be. So, okay, some Facebook ads updates. So Facebook is rolling out engagement custom audiences, as they've been calling them. We're still getting clear on exactly what this means, because you've always been able to create a custom audience based on who's watched a video or engaged or something like that. But my understanding is this is kind of more on the back end in terms of you can do it from who is engaging, you know, with your ads. You can see more demographic breakdowns and things like that. So engagement custom audiences based on what people have done on Meta, whether they've engaged with video, lead forms, instant experience, and AR, augmented reality experience, shopping through the Instagram account, events, Facebook pages, all of that different stuff. The nice thing about this is, even as privacy gets stronger and stronger, if somebody engages with Meta or one of their platforms, Meta's going to know, right? So the accuracy of this seems to be very, very strong. It looks like you're going to be able to essentially have these audiences and then remove people maybe who have already bought or already filled out your lead form or things like that, which could potentially lower your ad costs as well. And it's also going to have a rolling timeline. So if you say, hey, I want everybody who's done this in the last 30 days, anyone who engaged 29 days ago will be in that audience, but then the next day they would drop out if they had not engaged again recently, which is, you know, something you've been able to do a little bit, but they're expanding that, which is really, really nice. And then you'll also be able to use these engagement audience as a source for creating a lookalike audience. So some really powerful tools that are kind of coming in and being part of this. And then if you feel like you have had poor performance with your ads, and I think, you know, we always want better. I think even the biggest advertisers rarely go, whoa, this is so much better than I, you know, was hoping. This is, you know, a lot of advertisers have been alleging ongoing issues with Meta's algorithm messing with their campaign performance across platforms. So not just Facebook. And so here's what Meta has said. Meta has admitted that there are some technical issues impacting ads, but denied that the problems were widespread, which is the perfect PR answer, right? You say, oh, you might be seeing that, but most people aren't seeing that. You know, it's the perfect PR answer. And that came from a spokesperson. So no surprise there. They said, our ad system is working as expected for the vast majority of advertisers. We recently fixed a few technical issues and are researching a small amount of additional reports from advertisers to ensure the best possible results for businesses using our apps. So I think across all paid advertising, obviously, sometimes it's going to work better. Sometimes it's going to work worse. Sometimes it's going to cost more. Sometimes it's going to cost less. And it's kind of like, I think, investing in the stock market or other places. Hopefully it all evens out over time. I think that's the best that we can all hope. There's always going to be some inconsistencies depending on what's going on. So quick reminder, after this episode, be sure to visit socialmediaexaminer.com/shows. Start listening to our other shows, the Social Media Marketing Podcast, as well as the Marketing Agency Show. Again, socialmediaexaminer.com/shows. And until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
If you're like so many fellow marketers and creators and entrepreneurs, you're probably wondering, how do I put AI to work? Well, be sure to listen to the AI Explored podcast, a new show from Social Media Examiner, hosted by yours truly, Michael Stelzner. Again, check out the AI Explored podcast.